Mainstream Mental Health Radio
with Dr. John Huber.
What do you think you are, crazy or something? Well, you're not.
We're on a mission from God.
News, issues revolving around mental health.
Dr. John Huber, a mental health professional for over 20 years, the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a clinical forensic psychologist, and a psychology professor at Texas State University. Breaking the silence of mental health, one day at a time. Discussing the human condition. Providing a sounding board for mental health issues. And making mental health mainstream.
You got a gift, my friend.
Now it's time for Mainstream Mental Health Radio.
Let the healing begin.
With Dr. John Huber. To Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber. Check us out on social media. Google Plus, Mainstream Mental Health. Instagram, at Mainstream Mental Health. Twitter, at Mainstream MENTL. And search for Mainstream Mental Health on Facebook. Please tune in every week to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Mainstream Mental Health Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. John Huber, and I want to remind everybody to follow us at mainstreammentalhealth.org. You can listen to us as well at the Mental Health News Radio Network and share it with all your friends. And don't forget, you can also get us at drpsycho.org. All right. We have now gone through and completed the Kavanaugh confirmation. I think there is a lot of hatred and fear going around. Some of it may be justified, some of it may not be. And as we watch this whole process, when I talk to my friends, when I talk to people out there, I don't see this outrage when I talk to people that I do when I go and I look at the media, when I look at what's going on Fox or CBS or NBC. And I have to start asking myself, is this a perpetuation? Is this something that's being sensationalized that maybe Americans have sat back and looked at this process? They've looked at the FBI investigation and maybe they're content with it. Maybe it's done that. At the same time, I have to ask myself, is this blasting out on the airwaves causing victims of sexual assault some problems? And what I mean by that is if they have been trying to deal with their own trauma and now this is all they've been getting now for several weeks, is it bringing back their own depression? Is it bringing back their own insecurities? Are they re-manifesting maybe some post-traumatic stress disorder from their original trauma that they may have experienced? And I think we have to be very cautious with this. There are people who have experienced sexual assault, and more often than not, it goes untold. So there is a level of outrage that is out there and should be out there. We have a history in America of treating individuals as innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. However, that's in a court of law. That's not in the court of entertainment and media world. And the old saying that if it bleeds, it leads is very true for a lot of media outlets. They want to have the attention. Their whole business is drawing attention to their marketplace and bringing them up. So do we have to worry at all if we're in the media about harming our citizens, our listeners? And I think we do. I think there's a level of responsibility that we all have, whether we want to admit it or not. And this whole idea that we may be triggering depression, maybe triggering any kind of post-traumatic stress disorder, may even trigger feelings of worthlessness, despair, and maybe even suicidality. And I would hate to think that a business's drive for popularity, for views, for selling their website and their media outlet is at the expense of everyday people who are out there struggling and dealing with mental health issues. So I want to remind people, if you start having issues, you start seeing people that are struggling and you don't know why, you know, don't be afraid to be a friend and talk with them. Ask them, how are you feeling? What's going on? Do you need help? Again, this whole mental health mystical stigma that we have here is typically because we just don't have enough information. We're not talking about mental health issues. And we see people upset. We think they're mad at us. We think they're angry with us. And they don't communicate. And part of it is because we don't communicate that we care and we want to know and we want to try and help those individuals. I think a lot of us miss out on opportunities to help our friends and family because we don't know enough when to proceed and when to back off. And it's real simple. Ask, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? Can I help you? Can I talk to you? Can I take you somewhere? Can we go for a walk? Any of those things are great segues. And sometimes they may not want to talk, but going for a walk and just being present with somebody can help reestablish that trust and that feeling of security that friends and family can give that nobody else can give. Don't be afraid to move forward with your friends and work through their issues. It's a scary thought to think that somebody might be here today and gone tomorrow, and it happens every day, but it's even worse when people do it on their own volition, and we end up having to, you know, question ourselves, what if I'd have said something to somebody? And I'm the first to tell you that if somebody does take their life, it was their choice. You didn't have any control over their choice, but sometimes we give them a reason to not make that choice, and we don't know what that reason might be. But being a friend, being considerate, being present with your friend, your family member, oftentimes is the most important thing. Don't forget, people in despair know they're in despair because they've seen life being better. And that's one of the things we often forget, that life is transient. It is always changing. If life is really good today, it may be good for a long time, but it's only got one direction to go, and that's in the other direction. So if it's really bad, given time, we know it will change and it will get better. And that's hard to hang on to if you don't have that trust and faith of a friend, somebody who cares. So why do we talk about all this? We can't control the media. We can't control the news outlets. But we can control what we listen to. So as much as the media and news outlets aren't going to like what I have to say, turn it off. Take a break. Stay away from it. In fact, right now in my practice, we've been treating several patients, and we've actually requested that they stop watching the news altogether. So we're taking a vacation from the media. And it sounds kind of crazy, but it's amazing how within a week my patients are feeling better and more optimistic. So do we need to check in and be aware of what's going on? Yeah, I think we do. I think that's part of being part of a community. The problem is I don't think we need to do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's only so much you can beat yourself up. So give yourself a break. Build yourself up. Go out, enjoy the sunshine, go for a swim, go for a hike. You know, it's getting ready to be snow ski season. So start preparing, go exercise, do your squats and your lunges and start working on getting active. Get away from that cell phone, that screen, that television, and join the human race, because watching the news is not being part of it. It's being an observer. Well, I'm interested in what you all have to say, and if you guys have any questions or concerns, don't forget to go to our website at mainstreammentalhealth.org, and there's links there to follow, and you can send us an email, and we'd love to hear some feedback on your opinions like this. We want to try and help destigmatize mental health. We want to try and ease the pain of people who are suffering from traumas, whether it's sexual abuse or the trauma of war, or, you know, being in a bad car accident and being scared to death. And it's all part of being human. and being part of the human race. So follow us again at mainstreammentalhealth.org. Send us your questions, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber. Check us out on social media, Google+, Mainstream Mental Health, Instagram at Mainstream Mental Health, Twitter at Mainstream MENTL, and search for Mainstream Mental Health on Facebook. Please tune in every week to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber.